for Life. Welcome to podcast 185. You know, it's been a little too long since we've gotten down and dirty with the numbers. And you know me, I can't go that long. So here we go. This podcast is dedicated to, and I'm calling it the roadmap to a six-figure income in life insurance. And, you know, I don't know that there's anything really truly groundbreaking here. I'm going to share with you exactly how the numbers play out, the ratios on average. And these are taking some assumptions. So please don't misinterpret my intentions here. If I were an attorney, I would say, disclaimer, income is not guaranteed. Results may vary. Not available in some states. Batteries not included. This is really based on the laws of averages that not only Equus has taught since I was first a brand new agent, a hatchling in the life insurance space, but these are ratios that I have truly experienced myself. So some of you may know, I worked a job, and in June of the year after I started life insurance, I turned in my notice and I left. It was exactly halfway through the year. It's the end of June. So July of that year, which was 4 years ago, I started full time. Okay, so my numbers that first year, January through June, was part time. Okay, I was part time agent, full time employee. Wasn't making very much money in life insurance, but it was a side hustle. July, I went full-time, became a full-time agent, and so that was only 6 months out of the year. So from that schedule, I almost hit $100,000, almost hit a six-figure income. It was 90-something, I can't remember the exact. Actually, I think it was just around 90. But my point is, if I had been a full-time agent the full year, as I'm showing you here, then I would have far exceeded that, which is what I did in my second year. And then it just, you know, kept going from there. So these numbers are not just something that I have, you know, stumbled across or made up or guessed. Like, these are, number one, they're conservative from my experience. But number two, this is a game plan that if you follow, I just don't see very many. If you were to stay consistent with this game plan, I don't see how you wouldn't hit six figures. Okay. So now I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I would dare say that if anything, this is on the conservative side. So all I've done basically is I started with the annual at the top. So I put in, and I'm looking at my spreadsheet right now, I've got 100,000 at the top in the right corner. Below that, my placement rate. So in order to hit 100,000, I would need, below that, my annual APV. I need to hit 140,000 of annual APV, but then I've got a 70% comp rate. So my APV really needs to be 196. So 196,000. Now that's if your comp rate stays at 70%. Of course, if you follow this game plan, you are not going to be staying at 70% very long. Okay? So that's curveball number one. It's going to only get better. Okay. So 70% comp, 70% placement, and you're shooting for about 200,000 of placed annualized premium value, APV. Okay. So now let's take that number and let's back it back down into a game plan. So if you take an average of $1,100, which is a national average, I believe our annual or our monthly premium is around 85 on average, something like that. So you're going to have some apps that are $200 a month and some apps that are $30 a month. But if we take an average of 1,100, that is 178 applications total during the year that you would have to submit, okay, in order to get those numbers. Okay, so at 178 applications, how much do you have to do each month? Well, let's break it down. It's very simple at that point. We take our submitted APV, the 196,000, divided by 12, and you need 16,000 and change per month. Every month, if you can submit 16,000, you're on track to hit 196, close to 200 by the end of the year, which would yield you, after all is said and done, and including some that fall by the wayside and some chargebacks and all the all the mess that happens, yes, the good, the bad, the ugly, all mixed in, you're looking at about a six-figure income. Paid applications per month. Okay, so 16,000 is going to require about 15 paid applications. Again, average app of about 1,100, right? So 16,000, 15 applications. So that means you need to submit 19 applications because I'm accounting for that 25-30% rate where those policies aren't going to get approved. Now, hopefully we get our placement rate up higher than 70%, but I'm trying to keep it, you know, conservative here. So now we take those same numbers and we just divide by four. Okay. Submitted APV every week is 4,000. And paid apps per week is four. Submitted apps per week is five. Now it's, you know, probably 5.5 and 4.1 or whatever but you know, I'm just rounding these off. So five applications submitted per week, four of them getting issued, 4,000 of submitted APV, and you're on track. Now you see, I see how that's getting simpler. Now, when I say 196,000, that's kind of scary. And when I say 16,000 in a month, some of you are still kind of like freaking out, like, wow, that's, I can barely hit seven or eight, let alone 16 or even three or four. So don't freak out. Don't freak out about these numbers. You're just not, maybe you're not used to them yet. Once you get going, once you get in motion and you start that momentum, you'll see that you can do this easier than you think. Okay. That was my experience. And so many other agents that I talked to. Okay. So 4,000 per week, four applications, five submitted. Okay. Now let's break it down even further to sits and appointments. How many appointments do we need to sit on to write five applications? Well, if you have a 50% close rate, which is average, we might take those numbers up a little bit, but you can decide. This is where it starts to become you, right? Maybe your close rate ain't so great, right? Some people have a 60 or 70% close rate. Some people have a 20 or 30. I'm putting 50 in, but you can interpolate. You can, you know, overestimate a little bit. But on a 50% close rate, that's 10 applications or 10 sits. I'm sorry. That means if you sit on 10 appointments, you're submitting five and you're getting four of them issued for 4,000 per week, just over 4,000. Take it one step further. How many dadgum appointments do I need to run in order to get 10 sits? Okay. 70% show rate. That might be a little on the high side for you. That's okay. It's something to aspire to. Again, bump these numbers up if you need to. But I'm going to tell you on my spreadsheet, I have 14, and we'll call it 15 because it's an easier round number. 15 scheduled appointments per week would yield 10 sits, would yield five apps submitted, four paid, 4,000 on average APV per week consistently. Okay, and there's the key word right there, consistently. If you can do this consistently, not ups and downs, if you can be consistent, you could easily have a six-figure income with that kind of a business. Okay, so what does that mean? So now we have the game plan. The only thing left is execution, right? You know, you go into the locker room and the coach can draw everything up on the chalkboard or a grease board or whatever and make it look all pretty. It means nothing until you go out on the field and you execute the play. The little circles and the X's and the arrows, you know, that they draw all over. Doesn't make sense to me either, but they do it. And you go out in the field, run the play, execute, right? Okay. So that would be your magic number. Now let's just take this, you know, and I'm just going to change this to, let's say you only, you know, 50,000 is a good amount. I only want to make 50,000 this year. Well, it cuts everything in half. I mean, very simple, right? So seven appointments a week, five sits, two apps, right? Probably three. Submit three, get paid on two for about 2,000 per month instead of four, blah, 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 all the way down. It's very simple math. Let's say you wanted to make, you know, 150,000. So this will tell you exactly what you need to be doing every week. And once you have that game plan, now all you have to do is simply say, today, this is what I need to do. Or this week, by Friday, this is what I need to do. I like to do things 1 week at a time. I have my weekly numbers. So if I have a bad Monday, I don't go to bed thinking I'm defeated and then I haven't hit my goal because I was supposed to write one app a day or something. I know I need five by Friday. So if I didn't write one Monday, well, I can write four on Thursday. You know, you never know. So it happened I had an appointment with four apps this week, and that was great. It kind of saved my week. But that stuff happens. It's not lucky. It's the type of luck that happens as a natural result of hard work and consistent commitment. Luck is what happens when you consistently work hard. That's what happens along the way. We call it luck. And sometimes we like to say, oh, you know, it just happened. Well, no. I mean, yeah, you can spin the jackpot, you know, or spin the wheel at Vegas to get the jackpot, or you can get the lucky number on the Powerball. Yeah, that is pure luck. But successful people don't work that way. Successful people create their own luck through consistent hard work and activity. So once you know the game plan, you know, you could look at this. I'm going to change it back to 100,000. Because that's what I was here to talk about. It was a game plan to 100,000. Submit apps per week, five. Okay, five apps. So you could simplify that down and go, you know what? Five apps. Between now and Friday, I need to protect five families. So now you can start asking yourself the right questions. How can I find five people to write a policy on this week? Well, you can use leads, but don't we all have friends? I mean, can't we post on social media? Can't you talk to the person next to you? I have an agent that gets most of her policies submitted through people she meets. She goes to the store and just meets people. I mean, can't we do that? Can we learn to do that? Can we try and fail enough until we get good at doing that? Yeah, absolutely. When you simplify it down and you say, I need five apps this week. I need to protect five families. Your brain can now go to work on that solution. Where can I find five families? Now, the answer's clear. Well, I've got a dial. Okay, well, let's sit down to dial. You've got three leads in front of you. Oh, well, there's a problem, right? How can I get five families? I can't get that off of three leads. I need a stack. I need a bunch of leads. Okay, well, the answer becomes obvious. I need to get my hands on more leads. And I need to schedule time to call these people, put them on my calendar, try to get 15 appointments, 10 of them showing up, five applications, blah, 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 all the way up the line until you hit the 500,000 or the 100,000. You do that week after week after week. And this, by the way, is based on a 4-week month. There's 52 weeks in a year. So, you know, you've got a couple of weeks there for vacation or whatever. So again, I'm trying to be conservative here, but it isn't so much the exact numbers. These are not promises. This is not, you know, if you do exactly this, you're going to make exactly that. That's not what this is, because there's a lot of moving parts here. But after how many? 178, almost 200 applications. You're going to have some home runs. You're going to have some really big ones. You're going to have some really small ones and everything in between. And I think you'll find the average is exactly what Equus has been teaching this whole time, just like what I'm teaching you now. So when you understand that your business is based and built on numbers, there's no emotion in numbers. You can completely remove the emotion and you can look at it completely objective and you can look at it purely from an analytical point of view and say, I'm either failing or I'm succeeding or somewhere in between, and I know exactly where I am in relation to exactly where I need to be. And so therefore, I know exactly what I need to do to make up the difference. If my number, my magic number, as I call it, you probably heard me use that term, my magic number, it's the number of appointments you need to hit each week in order to produce the type of results you need to produce to get the income that you want to get. That's your magic number, because everything else that happens after that is magic. It just happens. So your magic number is your number of appointments per week that you need to set. Okay? And from there, all you got to do is get better. Your show rate's down a little bit. All right, well, let's get better at that. Your close ratio is not very good. Well, good. Let's improve. Let's work on that. Let's do some sales training, right? Whatever the problem is, once you're in motion and you have the data, you can fix it, because this business is built on numbers. Now, it's going to take some commitment, hard work, dedication, the proper mindset, showing up, coming to the appointments, not quitting, all those things. Yes, all those things are still true. And this is why not everybody does it. But I want to make this simple for you. And I want you to understand that, you know, if you did nothing more than just say, you know what, today, before I go to bed tonight, I'm just going to protect one person. That's it. That's my job for today. One person. That's all. Before I go to bed, one person, one family, just one. If a second one comes and asks, nope, I got my one. You can schedule yourself for tomorrow. I have availability then. Okay, I'm being a little bit funny, but you see what I'm saying? Like, just one person. Do you know how many applications you'd have at the end of the year? 365. Very good. You've been paying attention. 365. The game plan that I just shared with you, 178, less than 200, almost a little bit more than half. You do one application on somebody every day. Yeah, I don't want to make promises here, but yeah, you're pushing a couple hundred thousand at least. I'm just saying, guys, simplify it in your mind. Don't overcomplicate it. Make it tangible. Get clear on your numbers. You know how obsessed I am with each of you tracking your numbers, and this is why. And then simply go to work on your simple game plan, not the big one, not the $300,000 at the end of the year. I mean, that's the goal. Put it out there. That's great. Where the rubber meets the road now is, what are you doing today? What are you doing this week? A bunch of good days makes a good week. 4 good weeks in a row makes a really good month. And 12 good months in a row makes an awesome year. And it doesn't take very many awesome years to completely change your life. But it all starts today. Guys, I hope this is helpful. I'm putting this in all of your spreadsheets so you can go in and you can play around with numbers if you want to geek out like I do. But hopefully this has been really helpful for you to just make this more tangible. All the noise, all the other things that that are available for us as agents to learn, you can push that aside. Just latch onto your game plan. Focus on what you need to be doing every day, every week, every month. And at the end of the year, you'll look back and say, wow, what the heck happened? And why did it take me so long to figure this out? This is phenomenal. I love you all. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.